Hi, welcome to PCMC. Well, as I was editing this episode, I realized that both me and my guest, Anthony Buongiorno, we got a little hot-headed. More me than him, but I just want to say up top that this is probably our most offensive episode. Now, it's not offensive in any real way. It's not offensive. It's not racist or sexist or anything else. But I do make fun of people who like sports, which is mostly everyone but me. And we make fun of fans of the show Big Bang Theory. And we say a lot of inflammatory things. The episode is about things that the world loves that we hate. And we get a little spicy, we get very glib, and we get resoundingly offensive. So, my bad. I'm sorry. Welcome to PCMC. I'm Mike Bongiorno. Hey, to all those essential employees out there, thank you for all you're doing. Black Lives Matter. I'm here once again with my brother, Anthony Bongiorno.
Hello, everyone.
Anthony, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing the best I can in these
Hey,
times.
man, that's what we're all doing.
Exactly. I'm excited about this episode.
It was your idea.
It was.
I gotta say, it was a very good idea. I was very happy with it. So what's the idea, sir?
The idea is things, well, initially it was things other people love that we hate.
Yeah.
Although mine is a little bit more like, not necessarily hate always, but more like just don't get it.
Okay, let me look at my list. I'd say 90% of these I hate.
Okay, that's fair.
Now, this is not your typical hot take episode. Because hot takes are more about, it's more about you asserting that your opinion on something is correct.
This is just like everybody seems to love this thing, but I hate this thing. What the fuck?
Yes, I came up with a list of 10.
Me too. And I have an honorable mention.
I don't have an honorable mention, actually.
I'm curious to see what the crossover is gonna be.
Okay. Please begin, sir.
All right, so I don't know. I feel like this one's kind of hot takey.
Go right ahead.
So mine is Stranger Things. I'm gonna explain a little bit. I
Please.
was probably a person who texted people to say, you gotta watch this show, Stranger Things. I remember
Right.
like liking it, but that was premature, Mike, because I didn't even finish the first season, and now I'm disgusted by it. Because
Disgusted, really.
I just, and this is maybe more of a I don't get it, but it's just, I feel like I watched the first few episodes and I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, I got it. Yeah, that was cool. And now it's like, oh, we're doing another season? Okay. And then it's like, oh, we're doing a third season? Really? And it's just like, I don't get it. I don't get the love for this thing. And it's just blown up into something so huge that now I'm just like, well, now I'm dug in and I hate this.
Well, I understand because I'm in a similar situation where I like it, but I just like it.
You don't love it, or that's the thing. It's like everybody seems like they're obsessed with it.
Maybe it's younger people than us who, the whole sort of postmodern nostalgia is new to them.
I just, pastiche is just so yesterday, to quote Hilary Duff. And I just, it only goes so far. Like, pastiche wears off for me after 20 minutes.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's an okay show. I like it, but it's not. Let me put it this way. I don't own any Stranger Things toys.
Right. And the fact that they're making toys is just something else I fucking hate about it.
Yeah.
More like, hey, remember when you were a kid? Pay for it again. Like that.
Yeah.
And it just seems cheap to me. And, like, they're just making a meal out of references, and I just don't like it. I've turned so sour on it. And I'm sure if I sat down and watched it, I'd be like, oh, this is pretty good. But yeah. I hate the idea of it. And I hate the obsession with it.
All right.
So that's number one.
That's a spicy place to start.
All right, you go.
All right. This one's probably the weakest on the list because I don't know if everyone loves it, but I feel like it's something that everyone in a certain community of nerds loves.
Okay.
And that's The X-Files.
Oh, okay.
It's bad.
You know, that's one of those shows that I've always, like, been, like, intrigued by the fandom, and I've always been like, maybe I should get into X-Files. Like, maybe this is a new facet of my personality. And then, you know, anytime I've tried to watch it, I, too, have been like, well, this is stupid.
I have tried actively to get into it more than once. I watched most of the first season, even though I didn't like it, because I was like, okay, it's going to click. It's going to click any second now. Everyone tells me, oh, if you love Buffy, if you love Doctor Who, if you... No, it's nothing like those shows. It's, first of all, the quality of the writing is poor. The acting is terrible. The leads have no chemistry together.
Really? I thought that was the chemistry between them was a big draw.
No, they don't like each other outside of the... Like, clearly you can see the actors don't like each other.
David Duchovny is not a terrific actor.
No, he's not.
And I think that worked for Californication because he's supposed to kind of be detached.
Yeah.
But I can see that not working for something like X-Files.
I think he's the kind of guy who got better on the job. I think he's better now. But if you watch early X-Files, it's like, what is happening? I tried so hard to like it. I really did.
Wow. Well, that's going to rub some people the wrong way, Mike. You're going to lose some fans.
This episode is going to really... Our numbers are going to take a massive hit.
We are going to be canceled after this. Okay. So am I up?
Yes.
So this one is... It's a little bit of hyperbole. But in general, it's video games after the year 2000.
Wow.
And this is just...
You're just trying to get people mad at you.
And no, this is why. Because, all right, so just a little bit about me. I have a Super Mario tattoo. And I love Super Mario, the iconography of Super Mario. And I have Mario stuff everywhere. So people always assume that I'm this big gamer.
But well, you asked for that.
I know. I was young and stupid. Although I don't regret the tattoo because I still do love it. But the thing is, I only like side-scrollers from the 90s. Like, I don't... Any game that I've tried to play that's come out recently, even ones that have been like, oh, I kind of like this, I lose interest after a few days. I just find them to be too much. Like, I don't know if it's the fact that they're like, too immersive, and I just feel like it's too much to take on, or they're... To me, I just always feel like they're too hard. And I'm just like, I want something simple. And the only games that have come out in the last like 20 years that I've really liked have been the ones that are side-scrollers that are throwbacks to the old style.
Right.
Like, the last game that I really, really loved was actually Super Mario Run for the iPhone, which got a lot of hate, but I actually really loved.
It's funny, you know, you can make a valid argument that all the best video games ever were made after 2000.
I know. Because the thing is, like...
It's become an art form now.
I know. And I know that now they're really cinematic. And now they have great soundtracks and great voice acting. But for me, like, that's not... Maybe it's because I'm just stuck on this mode that I was when I was a kid. Where it's like, I don't want that realism. Like, I just want it to be a game that's fun.
Okay.
And simple. You know?
Okay.
And I know a lot of people don't get it. But that's just me. And I have to live in my truth.
That's all I can ask from you. All right. The Rolling Stones.
Whoa! Everything by them?
I kind of like Start Me Up.
Yeah.
You can't always get what you want.
Yeah. Those are good.
They're always like putting the thing with the Beatles, like Rolling Stones or the Beatles, and it's
not,
like...
Not at all.
Yeah. Not at all, man. Not at all. I don't get it, man.
But I feel like you and I are also very strange in that we're very into pop culture, but neither one of us is really into music.
Mm-hmm.
People always ask me, like, what's your favorite album? What's your favorite band? And I'm always like, oh, my favorite album is The Best of Fleetwood Mac. You know, like, I don't follow in that way. So maybe
my favorite album is the Ace Ventura When Nature Calls soundtrack.
Is that the first album you ever bought?
No, but I definitely owned it.
The first album I ever bought was the Grease soundtrack.
Well, I'm like Ben Wyatt from Parks and Recreation, where all my CDs were soundtracks. Do you remember that?
Yes, yeah. I feel like I have the musical taste of like Patrick Bateman. Where it's just like all top 40 hits. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, Rolling Stones, I get it. I don't really love them either.
Good.
And I don't think that I'd say of all the bands that exist out there, the only band that I'm, like, really familiar with their full catalog is the Beatles.
Yeah.
And brilliant. And Rolling Stones just don't match up.
Yeah.
All right.
But don't get me wrong. I'm a Still Stone because I'm a big fan of
Elizabeth Moss, right.
Elizabeth Moss, yeah.
Because Rolling Stones gather no moss.
Exactly.
All right.
Hashtag Still Stones.
All right. My next one is going to really make you mad.
Okay, let's go.
That piece of shit, Wally.
I'm not mad. I think it's the intellectuals Pixar movie, whatever.
Boring. I walked out of it.
You know what? Here's what I would. Did you really walk out of it?
Yes. It's one of the only movies I've ever walked out of.
What a Philistine.
I was so bored. I hated it.
But you know what? I would argue your premise because I don't think everyone else loves it.
Really? I feel like everybody's like, oh, Wally's clearly the best Pixar movie of all time.
No, only really smart people like me.
Well, I don't know.
I feel like a lot of people don't give a shit about Wally.
Call me dumb because I hated it.
I will.
All right.
I will.
Derivative as well.
Right. You know what it is? I just think it's like a throwback to the beautiful comedies of, like, Charlie Chaplin. Whatever, no big deal.
That's what I want for my Pixar movies.
Exactly. All right, you know what? Go watch Cars 2, then. What do you want from me?
No, the Cars movies are awful. Everybody knows those are awful. Those are like the Everyman brand Pixar.
I know. Ugh. All right, good one. All right, this one's weird. But I'm going to say that it's pop culture. Kind of. Not really. No. I'm not saying.
I thought you were saying you hate pop culture.
That's right. This podcast is just going to be about science from now on.
Okay.
No. I'm saying it might fit in. It fits into the category of pop culture.
Okay.
The 4th of July.
Okay. I thought you were going to say sports, because I almost put that on my list.
The 4th of July, it is...
You don't like the aesthetic, I know.
Yeah, the flag and the fireworks, the whole, and the hot dogs, and everything about it is... I don't like.
Yeah, I love the 4th of July just because I always think of it as like... People say Memorial Day is the kickoff to summer, but really I think July 4th is the kickoff to summer.
It's Halloween, Christmas, and then the rest you go fuck yourself.
But I love barbecue.
No, that's not a holiday.
What do you usually do on 4th of July? Maybe you just always have a boring 4th of July.
No, I have a boring 4th of July because I make sure I do. Because I refuse to be a part of it.
Because you don't want to enjoy one single second of it.
That's right.
That's kind of how I feel about New Year's Eve. I hate New Year's Eve.
See, I like New Year's Eve.
I hate New Year's Eve so
much. In general, I don't love holidays. I'm a huge... Halloween is number one. I love Halloween, okay? Christmas is number two. It's magical. Everything else, no.
I feel like Thanksgiving is a big bust every year.
Yeah, but at least it doesn't make me sick to my stomach like 4th of July.
It makes me physically sick to my stomach, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving doesn't make dogs scared.
Well, now I'm a dog parent.
Yeah.
So, this will be the first July 4th where I have my own dog. And if she gets scared of fireworks, I'm going to be very upset.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Somebody was setting off fireworks for Memorial Day and she got very upset. I felt bad for her.
We live on Staten Island.
Love fireworks, man.
Some of the idiots on this island were setting off fireworks every night the week of Memorial Day.
I know. The worst, maybe one of the worst memories of my life was November 8th, 2016, when Trump had just been announced the winner. And I was like, I got to go to bed. Like, who knows what kind of world I'm going to wake up to tomorrow. And as I was falling asleep, I heard fireworks going off in the distance on Staten Island. And I was like, oh, God, it's the end of times.
Yeah, but everything worked out. Here we are 4 years later, and everything's great.
Oh, God.
As we're stuck in our houses under a curfew.
You know, I do hate fireworks. I hate the lawlessness.
Yes.
And I hate, it's like, you're a grown-ass fucking adult. Why do you like fireworks? Are you an idiot?
Yeah, are you an idiot?
You like sparkles? What the fuck is the matter with you?
When I was
like professional fireworks, like the ones you see in Disney and stuff.
Oh, those are beautiful.
But I hate firecrackers. It's like, what's wrong with you?
Wait, because those people just want explosions. They don't want something beautiful in the sky.
Right, exactly. Somebody's always losing a hand. Somebody's house goes on fire.
And let me say, this has nothing to do with America.
No, it's
the holiday I don't like.
Right, right.
All right, your next one.
Okay, so I wrote this down on my list as fucking Marvel movies. I fucking hate them. And I've tried. I've never slept so like a baby as I did during Avengers. And I remember waking up and being like, this fucking thing is still on. I just find them to be so shallow, so not fun. The characters are horrible. I just hate that there are so many of them. I hate that everybody loves them. I hate how much money they make. I just hate everything about them.
But you liked some of them. You liked the first Guardians.
I liked the first Guardians. I hated the second Guardians. What other Marvel movies are there that I even like? I don't like any of the Iron Mans. I hate Robert Downey Jr.'s performance. I haven't seen any of the Spider-Mans. Maybe those will be okay if I watch them. I don't like Captain America, and every time I've tried to see Avengers, I've just been like, this is so fucking stupid and boring, and I don't want any of this.
I understand. I get it.
And I'm just so sick of it.
No, I get it.
That's the thing. And I feel like I get it. Like, they're the backbone of the movie industry right now.
And, you know, to be honest with you, I feel about it similarly to the way that I feel about Stranger Things. I don't love it. And I haven't seen them all either.
I feel like every time one comes out, everybody's like, slow clap. You guys did it again. You topped yourselves.
Right, right. Like, and I get sucked into that.
No, but I feel like even you, like, you'll see Avengers and you'll be like, oh, that was good. But, like, I feel like some of these people, like, Avengers didn't think they could make a better one. Guess what? They did.
Yeah. Holy shit. They did it.
It's every single character on screen for 5 minutes. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate them. I really hate them. And you know what? For what it's worth, DC might be in shambles, but when DC makes a good one, they're far superior to the good Marvel ones.
Wow.
Like Wonder Woman, great.
All right, Marvel, I respect great. That. We're going to lose a lot of fans.
Well, yeah.
I actually had this one higher up on my list, but I might as well say it now because you mentioned it. Any and every sport.
Oh, I was almost going to put that on my list, but then I felt like, is that really that I hate it, or is it just that I was never athletic and I'm so jealous and bitter about the fact that I was never into it?
For me, that's not it. For me, I'm putting them all together. They're all so mindless and boring. And I don't want to be offensive. I don't want to be the kind of guy that says that there's nothing intellectual about them, and I don't understand what you can like about them. But that being said, I don't understand what you can like about them, and I feel like, do smart people like sports?
Yeah. My position
but
is...
Why?
My position on it has evolved because I hate football. I don't get football at all. And baseball, to me, is just like, I find it to be so boring. But, like, as an adult now, like, I'll watch a basketball game and I'll be like, this is fun to watch. I'll watch a hockey game and I'll say it's fun to watch to, like, follow along. And it gets exciting and I get it. And I do think smart people like it. And a lot of, you know, some of the smartest people I know were athletes and played team sports. And I get it. What I don't like about it, I think, is the aggressive fandom of sports fans.
Uh-huh.
Like, people who are willing to, like, and do, like, get into fist fights and fucking burn their houses to the ground over.
Right.
And, I don't know, some comedian was just like, you know you're not on their payroll, right? Like, that's the thought that I always have. Like,
right.
Your allegiance to this team. Sometimes it also, like, when you really think about it, like, it boils down to it's just a jersey. Because the players aren't even necessarily from that city.
Right, and the players change constantly. Right. So how are you rooting for the same team? It just feels so arbitrary to me.
It's a franchise, and you get behind the franchise, and you're a fan. But, you know, there are I like – there are a certain number of – like, I love LeBron James, so I always, like, support him, and – I think he's just like a great guy, and he's an amazing athlete, like one of probably the best athlete alive today.
I don't know what you're talking about. Listen,
so I have respect for that kind of stuff, for those, and I respect coaches. I think they don't get enough admiration because they're really the brains behind the whole thing, and it does take a lot of strategy to plan the games.
I feel like there's nothing human about sports. Like, no, there's,
like
there's competition. Wait, there's competition, which is natural, but it's a very – it's a bad natural instinct. It's a natural instinct you should suppress.
Oh, my God.
Competition is not good for us. It's
healthy competition. I believe in that.
No, when I say it's not human, I mean, it doesn't reach any part of my humanity, my heart or my mind or my anything. Maybe it does engage you on some level that I don't engage things on, but when I see somebody very into it, I think your whole system must be different from my whole system. Your whole being must be different from mine.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people who are really into sports and also obviously are like very bright and into other things too. It's not like, you know, I don't like the argument of like they're uncultured because they like sports. I don't get it. But, you know, I respect that. I get what you mean because never have I been able to watch anything really and have like really gotten into it. Like I'm forced to watch the Super Bowl every year just because of like parties. And I'm always like, this is fucking boring. Like, where are the commercials?
But, you know, I used to think that there was something wrong with me or that I was missing something. Now I feel like everyone else is missing something.
This is quite a pronouncement.
You know, look, if you get enjoyment out of it, fine. I don't care. And baseball is the worst one.
To me, baseball is like watching paint dry.
And it's, like, complicated, too. Like, how can you be boring and complicated? Just go. Just do something. Where's the narrative? I don't know. I guess you could say like, oh, well, this guy is a underdog, but it's like, to me, like, if narrative's not involved, how is the human spirit? I don't know.
You can look at the season as a narrative, though. I think a lot of sports fans do that.
All right, let's move on.
We're talking about something that's so, like, beloved by people, and, like, as if it's something so foreign to us.
I hate it. Truly the word hate. I hate it.
I respect that.
4th of July is the sports of days.
Oh, my God.
Go on. What's your next one?
All right. So my next one is the Halloween reboot.
What? Oh, you mean the new one, not the Rob Zombie one.
Well, I hate that, too, but everybody else hates that.
Right.
I'm talking about the new one.
I'm with you on this. Go on.
So we saw it together. When I first saw it, I was like, like that. My immediate reaction was like, oh, that could have been good. And then I watched it again recently, and, you know, I was just like, this is not good. And yet, it got great reviews, and I feel like everybody I know who saw it was like, oh, it's great. Jamie Lee Curtis is back. Like, it's great. And again, I'll remind you, that's her fifth fucking Halloween movie. She's done that before. The idea that they're throwing away two, and that Laurie Strode is not Michael Myers' sister, makes the whole premise make no fucking sense, because why would he care about her?
We've talked about this a lot.
I know. But it's just, it's still, and now it's going to be a trilogy, which is stupid. I'm sure those won't be good either.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. I'll see them. I'll pay for them like a schmuck.
Yeah. Hoping
that they'll be better than this one. It wants it both ways. The first one was really, really slow-paced. And then this one, which is supposed to be a direct sequel to that one, is just another slasher.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if everyone's heard this before, but I'm going to die on this hill.
Okay. It's like a bad movie came out, which is fine. It's not the worst movie, but whatever. But like for some reason, the entire world all decided together we're all going to like it. We're all going to just say we like it.
And we're all going to pretend that Jamie Lee Curtis coming back is a big deal.
And we're going to pretend like these things are new and interesting.
Right.
I don't get it. Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. All right. The next one for me, this one shouldn't be a shocker. Big Bang Theory.
That's on my list.
All right. This one, I think we're not so alone on, because I think it's wildly popular, but I think with a certain demographic, and there's a lot of people that almost equally dislike it.
I know for a fact that our dad loves it.
It's just not funny.
It's absolutely horrible. It's one of the most poorly written things I've ever seen. Yet it's a ratings juggernaut.
I know certain women that I know from work who are in their, they're a little bit older than me. They're in their 60s, and I've heard these women say it's the best show ever.
And then there's Young Sheldon, which is a single cam spin-off. I mean, it's wild. I mean, what else do you say about it? It's not funny at all. It feels so tired. It got a million seasons for no reason.
Right.
It's horrible.
All right.
That's it. All right.
Now, is that your...
I'll say that for mine, too, because I don't need to say that again.
Okay. That was
number one on my list.
Okay, I'm sorry to take your number one.
No, it's okay. I didn't really put them in order, but I did put Big Bang last because I just hate it so much.
Okay.
Never once have I laughed. Not a giggle, not a chuckle. Not even
a smile.
Nothing about it.
All right, what's your next one?
My next one is Requiem for a Dream.
I've actually never seen it.
Oh, boy. It is every fucking film major's favorite movie, I feel like. I'm sure you taught film. You definitely had kids write papers about it.
Sure, yeah.
It is so overly... It's the definition of all style, no substance.
Uh-huh.
It is so heavy-handed. The acting is horrible. It thinks that it's great. It's like college boys who are like, my favorite books are by Thomas Pynchon. That's their favorite movie. I hate it so much. And it's one of those things where like, the first time I saw it, I was like, this isn't very good. And then afterwards, I discovered that no one agreed with me and that everybody else thinks it's great.
Yeah. That's always the weird moment.
Yeah. I mean, it's just... And it stars probably my least favorite celebrity in the world, Jared Leto.
Yeah.
And I've spoken about this before, but I just really hate Jared Leto.
I agree with you. I've never bothered to see it in all this time.
It will, you will be rolling your eyes like you've never rolled your eyes before. And it's got that, that's the score from it.
Oh, wow.
Orchestral that like was used in trailers a lot.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
All right. That's awesome. Shrek.
All right. I knew you go. I knew you were going to say this, but I have a rebuttal to this.
Did you see it with me?
Yes. We saw it together and we made fun of it relentlessly.
Didn't we walk out?
I think we did, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't like it. That was the day it came out. And then, like, we thought, what a big failure. He's just doing the fat bastard voice. This is so stupid. And then, like, it became, like, a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah. I will say that I agreed with you. I don't love it. But I have watched it later. Like, I watched it more recently. And I also saw the musical. And I like it more now. And I think it's because when I first saw it, I was very preoccupied on the voice being not original. And I also, like, I think maybe didn't fully get that it's supposed to be a parody of Disney movies. That I was like, this is stupid. But now I watch it, I'm like, oh, I get it. Like, they're supposed to be, like, making fun of these types of movies.
I knew that that was what it was supposed to do. I just thought that the jokes weren't funny.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not. They're not great. I mean, his that accent is not very funny. And although
but
I do,
it's Scottish.
I like Donkey. I think Eddie Murphy's good.
All right, what's your next one?
My next one is gonna hurt a lot of people.
All right, good.
This is one that I'm sure we both agree on. Space Jam.
Yeah, I wonder if people just say they like it.
No, no, I know a lot of people who like really like it and think that it's rewatchable and think
really.
And this is the thing with Space
Jam. That's all nostalgia.
Maybe this is just because we were two fat kids who didn't play sports. But I remember we went to go see it together because we liked Bugs Bunny. And it was like a thing to see. And I remember both of us at the time, as children, saying, this isn't good.
Yeah.
And then going to school and like everybody else being like, you see Space Jam? That's the best movie ever.
But it's not, again, it's just not funny.
It's not. And some people who are very near and dear to me really love it.
And Michael Jordan's such a bad actor.
Michael Jordan's a horrible actor. I'm looking forward to, though, I will say Space Jam 2 because I do love LeBron James.
Sure, okay.
So I just think he's a great guy.
Okay,
so,
good.
It's always great to see Bugs Bunny. So I'll see Space Jam 2, but I really don't like I don't hate it, but I really don't like it. And I just feel like everyone else loves it and I don't get it.
I understand. You know what? If you know people who watch it and like it, that's unique to me because I don't really know any. I know a lot of people that are like, hey, yeah, Space Jam, but really don't remember it, or they just remember it being around.
I feel like a lot of kids today, like it's one of those movies that like kids watch now and like it.
Maybe I should revisit it.
Maybe. Bill Murray's in it.
Barely. Even when he's on screen, he's barely in it.
Yeah, but he's in it more than you think, though, like his screen time. I'm sure maybe if you watch it now, you'll see like, oh, it's cute.
Yeah. Ellen's Talk Show.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I'll extend it to say Ellen now.
Well, you know, Ellen has been dragged as of late because, and I'll say it, you know, Kathy Griffin has been right for years about a lot of things. Kathy Griffin said years ago that Ellen is a very unpleasant person. And now a lot of celebrities are saying like, Ellen's a horrible person.
She seems like a super unpleasant person.
She also seems like for somebody who was such a pioneer of like being out on TV, she really doesn't seem down with the cause.
No.
Like a big sellout.
Yeah. And it's like, I thought her stand-up was good when she was doing stand-up, but the show doesn't reflect that at all. It's just dancing and stupid shit. When she scares her guests, I'd fuck you up. I would never stand for that shit. I get angry watching that. When I watch it, I was like, oh, how dare she?
It's so, it's similar to Jimmy Fallon in that it's just all about like, this is going to be a fun time and we're going to play games and we're going to give you prizes. And
but
like,
at least Jimmy Fallon seems like that's really his personality.
No, Ellen's definitely a horrible person. She banned Kathy Griffin from her show.
Why?
I don't remember the reason, but Kathy Griffin was saying like they used to be like friends when they were just comedians and that she thought they were friends and that Ellen just kind of fucked her over.
Ellen hangs out with George W. Bush.
Yeah, that was a big thing. And then also she came under fire recently because she like made this totally tone deaf video inside of her mansion where she was like, man, quarantine, I feel like I'm in jail.
Yikes.
And it's like, oh, Ellen, you are a millionaire. You
yeah, she sucks. Her show sucks.
Although I do like Dory.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's not on my list, but I don't love Finding Nemo.
Oh, I love Finding Nemo. I do.
And as I've said, Nemo and Friends or whatever is the worst ride in all of Walt Disney World.
That is so egregious. Say that. Because there are so many worse attractions.
Well, if you think that's egregious, I'm about to get egregious, sir.
What?
Okay. Hamilton and all musicals.
Oh, my God. First of all, I'm going to call you out on something. You've never seen Hamilton.
I've listened to it.
That's not the same.
I'm sorry I don't have $1 million. I'm a normal guy.
It does not cost $1 million.
I don't need to go see fucking people rapping about American history. Are you kidding me?
Listen.
I listened to it and I was like, this is lame.
Listen, I'll say this.
And I don't even like rap.
I went into Hamilton not wanting to like it because everybody else loves it. And I'll tell you, when those lights went down and those curtains went up, I was blown away for 2 hours. I think Hamilton is amazing. That being said, you don't like musicals and you never have. You only like musicals that are fake musicals where they sing like 5 songs.
Yeah.
Like every other thing that I've ever liked that's like a real musical that's like mostly sung, you've always hated.
Yeah, like I like Rocky Horror. That's not a real musical.
I like Rocky Horror too. I think that's considered a real musical. But like you didn't like Into the Woods, but you liked the Annie remake.
Yep. Better film.
And I'll tell you, I liked the Annie remake too, but Into the Woods was great.
One of the first times me and my girlfriend hung out, we went to see Into the Woods. And had that movie not been so bad, we probably would have started dating earlier.
She is definitely really into musicals, right?
Yeah.
Because she's normal.
I told you it's spicy.
That is spicy. What's another one? Oh, you weirdly hate Chicago, which is amazing.
Horrible. I hate it all. Look, there are some genres that I just don't like. I don't like Westerns.
I almost put Westerns on my list because I don't like Westerns at all.
I don't like musicals. I don't like sitcoms. These are things that I don't like. There are a few examples that I like, but not a lot.
Well, what musicals do you like? You like Grease, right?
Yeah, I like Grease. I like Rocky Horror.
What about like Bye Bye Birdie?
I like Bye Bye Birdie.
Hairspray.
Yeah, I like Hairspray. I like the musical episode of Buffy.
Like musicals that are a lot of dialogue and then eventually a poppy song.
Yeah, like I like a lot of Disney musicals where it's just a couple songs.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's just not your cup of tea, but I love Hamilton. And that makes me a basic bitch, and I get it. This is an honorable mention because I took it off my list because I showed this list to Janine, and she was like, that's not something that everybody loves. And I was like, you know, you're right. But it is something that was really well reviewed that I hated.
Okay.
And so did you, and it's A Ghost Story.
Ah!
A Ghost Story is the worst movie I've ever seen that has like 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's so funny because I was thinking about that movie too.
But it's not something that like people love.
It's not something that people know, but I feel like it is in cultural canon, it's considered a good movie.
But what's funny is sometimes you just feel like you're on a different planet. Because I remember going to see it with you and with Nadia. And the three of us all laughing at it and being like, this is horrible. But even within the theater, people giving us like dirty looks and being like, what a bunch of idiots.
But we were laughing because it's so self-important.
It is so bad. It's like, remember, I remember when we first started, like, because all of us, I think, were thinking independently, this isn't very good. But then when we started laughing, I still laugh when I think about it. When we started laughing was when that one character started talking about like the meaning of the universe, and then you went, oh boy. And the three of us are laughing, and then we laughed for the entirety of the rest.
Yeah.
Like, I've never laughed so hard. I was crying.
By the way, that character's name was the Prognosticator. That's the character's name. God, that movie sucks. You know what I always think about us laughing really hard about? Spoiler alert for a Ghost Story. It like makes a loop in time, so all of a sudden you see like Little House on the Prairie people.
What makes it so funny is like you'll see this shot that's like a family on the Western frontier, like starting a fire, and then a man in a sheet standing behind them.
Like the idea of depicting a ghost in a sheet, I think is really interesting because it's, you know, it's an icon of our culture. You know, it's something, but it's inherently pastiche. It's inherently kind of postmodern in that it's a reference. So, like, to try to then make it a serious movie, it was just so bad.
It's horrible. And there's the pie scene.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Which is itself famous because people did walk out of the pie scene.
She also famously said that it was the first time she's ever eaten pie.
Go fuck yourself. How about that?
It's just, that whole movie is just a big eye roll. Like, I feel like people who love a ghost story also love Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah. No, yeah. And by the way, when you talk about the pie scene, there's a scene where our character just eats an entire pie.
In real time. And it's like 8 minutes. And then she throws up. And that's when the scene ends.
Oh, I hate that movie. No, that's a good one. We have to rewatch it and do a whole mini on it.
What if we rewatch it and we're like, oh, this is really good?
No, that's not going to happen.
You're just in the wrong frame of mind.
All right. Here we go. James Bond movies.
Okay, I respect that.
There's like, I kind of like Skyfall, but in general, I don't like spies. It's a whole big franchise that I'm just not a part of. Because there are huge fans of it that can tell you about every movie and, you know, they can track the whole thing like the kind of way that I'm into Star Wars. And I'm just like, no, thank you. I don't care. To me, there's nothing exciting about it. I don't get it. He wears a suit. He sexually assaults people. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's definitely not my thing either. Although I like the Daniel Craig ones. Like I think I've seen them all. I liked Skyfall a lot. I liked Spectre. But yeah, as a franchise, like there are people who are just like diehards, almost like reminds me of Doctor Who. Like they know all the James Bonds and what.
Yeah.
That I just don't. I don't get it. I don't really get it at all.
Yeah.
It might be a generational thing. I feel like it's an older crowd that really.
I know a lot of people my age who love it, and they're like, "Oh man, a new James Bond's coming out. Are you excited?"
Yeah, and it's like, no.
No one else has gotten to be like that. Mission Impossible.
Yeah, and you—that's another like. They're always well reviewed, and I'm just like, but I'm not gonna go see that.
Right. I don't care.
Also, I cannot stomach Tom Cruise.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But that's for me. I get you could separate the artist from the art or whatever, but I just, for him, I can't. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Interesting. Well,
I just think Indiana Jones is boring. And I think that Raiders of the Lost Ark is super boring. And I'm with you that I think 2 and 4 are good and 1 and 3 suck, even though everybody else says that 1 and 3 are the good ones and 2 and 4 suck.
Yeah, when me... Janine and Bill did a hot takes episode. One of my hot takes was I think 2 is the best one.
It is, because it's fun.
Yeah, it's similar to James Bond in that it's just, it's a whole, I don't know, it's a whole genre or whatever that I'm just like, adventurer, I don't know.
I feel like Raiders of the Lost Ark specifically like tried to, it was stylized as like a throwback to like a 1930s type movie.
Okay.
And it's just like, I just think it's so, so boring and slow. And then there's those real Indiana Jones heads that say, like, you got to watch Raiders of the Lost Ark in black and white. There's like an edition of it in black and white that they say like adds to it.
I mean, I can see that. But, you know, some people also put it with Star Wars because it's like one of the only other things that George Lucas worked closely on. But it's not fucking Star Wars.
No, that's the thing. I think it gets too much respect.
This is going to hurt some feelings. But it's got to be said. Billy Joel.
Oh. Well, there's two distinct eras of Joel.
They're both bad.
Whoa. See, I like early Joel.
Billy Joel's like fun to get into if you're very drunk. And it's like, yeah, I know the words to this. But I never, if there's Billy Joel on the radio... I just don't like Billy Joel. He's, to me, like elevator music. He's just like what your aunt loves to listen to.
Yeah. Like, I love The Stranger, but I do feel like that 80s doo-wop Joel is just such a, like, oh, this is what we're playing at my cousin's communion. Like, that's what it feels like.
Right.
Like, come out, Virginia. Don't make me wait. Like, that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. I listen to it, and I think... Who gives you the right?
That's how I feel about Janis Joplin. I absolutely hate every song by her.
Yeah, I don't like her either.
But some people like, oh, like Bobby McGee might be my least favorite thing on the planet. That song. I just hate it so much. And people are like, oh, she's a genius. It's like, no, she's not. She's hard.
No, she's not.
I've heard he's not a great guy.
Either. No, he's definitely not. But people love him. People are like, oh my God, Billy Joel. And I'm like, no.
I saw him in concert with Elton John.
Elton John, I love.
Yeah, I mean, I like them both. I like Billy Joel, but I love Elton John. Elton John was way better, and he puts on a better show. Like, they did a ton of concerts together, and, like, Elton John had pageantry and stuff, and then Billy Joel would come out and just, like, do nothing.
He's just a fat old drunk.
Yes, he is. But I do like 70s Joel. During the 80s, there was a lot of weird throwbacks to the 50s.
Yeah.
The way that now there's a ton of throwbacks to the 80s. And Billy Joel, for a while there, like, I feel like he was just like, I'm going to do a bunch of, like, doo-wop stuff.
Yeah.
That stuff sucks.
Then there's We Didn't Start the Fire, which I don't like.
People think that knowing every word of We Didn't Start the Fire is a personality.
Yeah. It's like people who think Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Like, that's not a personality.
Okay, so my next one is Game of Thrones.
I'm with you.
Now, there's a caveat to this. I've never seen a frame.
All right. Well, then, I don't know if this should count.
But I hate it. I hate how much everyone tells me I'd like it. Because it's just like, no, I'm not going to like it. Trust me on this. It's not for me.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't like series, like series of books in general. I don't like anything that comes with its own glossary or maps. And I don't like that everybody's like, I don't know. I just know that when Game of Thrones ended and everybody was disappointed with the finale, I was happy.
You were happy that people were disappointed?
Yes. And now I'm hearing rumors that they might just, like, redo the last season.
I don't know. I tell you what, though. I didn't hate Lost. I never watched Lost. But I was kind of sickly happy that everyone seemed so mad about it. When it ended. Because I remember everyone was into it. And then when it ended, you'd be like, how was the end? And people were like, oh, my God, it was so bad. And it's like, ah, you dick.
It doesn't make sense, like, when people watch something only to be satisfied by the ending. It's like, right. So why did you pour 7 years of your life into this thing if you were just waiting for the ending the whole time?
Because a lot of things start off good, and then they get bad, but you're like, fuck it, I'm involved.
Right. Also, I don't know. I don't pretend to know anything about Lost, but from what I've heard, it sounds like the ending was just, like, perfectly fine, and they just wanted it to be something that they couldn't have predicted, and it's something that they did predict.
It's something that everyone predicted.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's Game of Thrones. I'm sure. I once said that the Game of Thrones fandom is akin to the Yankees fandom.
Whoa.
And I got a lot of pushback. I got a lot of blowback on that one.
You got a lot of pushback.
Because that is to say insufferable.
Well, this is gonna be a classic. All right. Anthony, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, and I don't think I'll be back after this episode.
You can follow PCMC at PCMC Pod on Twitter or at Pop Culture Man Children on Instagram. We end every episode by saying,
go bye-bye.